We are up to Siman Tov Resh Nun Vav, which is one sif, but it's a very long one. We're dividing it in half. We'll be doing the Mechaber today and the Ramah tomorrow. In Kone Esrik Sharoi Lotzis Bo B'Tzimtzum. So this is really based on a Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Aleph gives us something of Agdama. The Gemara says, Behidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. You're supposed to spend an extra third for Hidur Mitzvah. So the Rishonim have a problem. Anytime you buy something for a mitzvah, you can always get something that is more mohudah. Where is your starting point that you have to add the shlish? You have to go ahead and add the shlish. So there's a big machlokas we've shown him over there. One sheet that says that shlish means a third, you have to spend a third more than what it would cost you to buy the smallest shear possible. The other sheet that says we're talking about where you bought something already and you're supposed to go up another third. So let's see the two sheetahs in the Mechaber. First sheetah says, in Kone Esrik Sheroi Lotzis Bo B'Tzimtzum. You bought an Esrik that is the smallest possible Esrik you can use for a mitzvah. Kagon Shu Kebeitze Mitzumtzemes. It is a Kebeitze and not 1 millimeter larger. Tachar Kach Motza Godu Mimenu. And then you found an Esrik that's bigger than that. Mitzvah lohosif ad shlish milagav it me'arishim kedei la'achlifo. He also not. There's a mitzvah to add up until a shlish milagav, which means an extra third, in order to go and change it. Of course, what we're talking about was where they're willing to exchange it. You do not have to spend money to buy two esrogim. But if they're willing to exchange it for you, you have to add a third in order to get it. Now, this shita holds that the extra third is a third more than the price of an Esrig Mitzumtzum that has just the shear and not a drop more. By the way, the Mechaber mentions a Shlish Mil Gav, which is a third. There's a day that is a Shlish Mil Var, which means it'll be a third of the finished product if you add this to the first two-thirds. In other words, a half. So that, let's say you have an Esrig that cost you $100. So according to the day of a Shlish Mil Var, that means you add $50, which ends up being a third of the final amount, which is $150. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that there's reason to be machmir for that shita. So this first shita holds that you if you bought one that was mitzumtzum, you add, the halach is that you add in order to buy you up to a third in its price to buy something that's better. The Eshvi Shomer, Shemotza Beit Mimotze Beis Esrogim Liknos, that what we're talking about is you have a choice of buying two Esrogim, HaRishon Hodr Mechavero, and one of them is better than the other one, Yikacha Hodr Im Ein Miyakron Also Yosem Ishtish Melgab Bid Mechavero. You only buy the more expensive one if it is not more than a third the price of the first one. The problem here is that it would vary. Like you walk into a place where they only have beautiful Esrogim, you have one that is absolutely beautiful and has all the hidurim and is nice size. There's another one that's even nicer than that. So long as it's not more than a shlish more, you have to buy it. Somebody else that walked into a place that has second-rate esrogim, he would have to add a third in order to get one that's slightly better than that. The first shita, however, holds that we're starting from an objective place, which is an esrog that is kebeitza mitzumtzum. Now, the first day was talking about where you bought it already, and it's a question of changing. The second day is a question of buying it in the first place. The question is, would the second day also require you to switch it? So most poskim say not, but the Magen Avraham says not, but the Grub brings a Yerushalmi that you would have to even switch it. Now, what happens if you bought an Esrig, though? What happens if you bought an Esrig, and it's more than the Shir Mitzumtzum? So the Gra is telling you that you have to switch it. When you just look at the Mechaber, it would seem like it is not required by either one of the Shitas. But the Gra says that you are required. Who do we paskin like? The Mechaber paskins like the first day, and he only brings the second one as a Yesh Omen. But Rav Poskim seem to hold that the Halach is really like the second Shita, and that you have to add a Shlish to get a more Mehudra one than the one available, even though the first one is much more than the Shir Mitzumtzum. There's a day that a wealthy person has to add more than a shlish. The Gemara says, Beferish, that you're allowed to add more, and the Kanda Elok Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will pay you back in your lifetime, aside from what you get in Olam Haba. Someone who's very poor, the Mishnah Berurah comes out with the Shitas, that he's not even chayev to spend the next shlish. So this is the Mechaber, and tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be doing the Ramah.